Okay, year three at Michael Faraday School. And part of our literacy learning, we're going to try something a little different now. Something quite random. We're going to brainstorm some ideas about one of the books we've been learning, a fantastic book. I've got four young friends from year three. So first of all, young man, your name?
Bradley.
Yusuf.
Zikra.
Hope.
Wonderful. We have Bradley, we have Yusuf, Zikra and Hope. Let's think first. So Bradley, remind us, what is the current year three reading book?
It's about a little boy called...
What's the book called? It's called The Ice...
Palace.
The Ice Palace. And maybe, Yusuf, so briefly, it's about a boy...
It's about a boy that lost his brother by a child kidnapper, and he took him away to another village.
That's starting to scare me slightly already. And so, Zikra, I'm guessing this is not a love story, it's not a fairy tale, might be. How would you describe this kind of writing?
It's a little bit sad, and it's terrifying as well.
So quite terrifying, so it's very, very realistic. And Hope, so we've got this main character today that we're thinking about. He is called, starts with an S.
Starjack.
Which is very new to me. We want to brainstorm some ideas. So maybe first tell us briefly, Hope. So how does Starjack come into the story? What's his role?
His role is a mean guy who kidnaps children and hide them and don't bring them back.
And is he a human? Is he a kind of creature? What does he look like?
He looks old and he has grey moustache and grey hair, and he has a hood and he has terrifying clothes.
Okay, so that I think sets the scene, and we're going to brainstorm some ideas. And so something has happened to Starjack. We're not quite sure what, and all... pupils in year three have been asked to try and think about their own original ideas. Has anyone got any great suggestions first? Okay, Yusuf, what do you think has happened to Starjack?
I think that some of the children have been bullying him and took and send him away to another village, and maybe it's because he's different and they don't like him. Maybe that's what it is, that they send him away.
And do you think Starjack is quite an easy character to get along with, to be a friend? Or maybe perhaps some of the children are a little bit frightened of him?
Some of the children are a little bit frightened of him, but he's got a pack of wolves and they defend him from the other people that want to kill him.
Great, okay. Well, that has been Yusuf's contribution. So, Bradley, your hand also went up. So, what do you think has happened to Starjack?
I think he might came out and it was a nice sunny day and he wanted to play with his friends, and then they said to him, go away, no, you're not our friends.
So that could be a bit sad, so his friends might have been cruel to him. How do you think that would make Starjack feel?
Sad and heartbroken.
Yeah, very good words. So heartbroken, definitely. Okay, ladies, and so Zikra as well. We've got lots of different ideas. So what do you think has happened to Starjack?
Maybe when he was little and he was at school, they said that his heart was frozen, and then he started getting sad and he didn't like them and they didn't play with him.
So when you say his heart was frozen, that's a fantastic phrase. What does that mean to describe someone if their heart is frozen? Does it mean literally their heart's gone very cold, or is it to do with the way perhaps they behave around other people?
How they behave.
Yeah, okay. And Hope, have you also got some ideas? So what do you think's happened to Starjack?
I think when he was little and he went to school, he used to hurt other people and they made them hurt their leg, and they might have to go to hospital. And they took Starjack away from the school, and he turned mean and started kidnapping children.
Okay, again, something very different, which is fantastic. And so we've had Bradley, Yusuf, Zikra and Hope all giving four different ideas as to what they thought happened to Stargic. So I think now we're going to write about these and perhaps share those in words, okay? But thank you for your time. That's been really, really helpful. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.